From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Thanks for joining us this morning. It's Friday, March 22nd.
Yes, happy Friday. So let's get started.
Be nice to have community members walk down the street and see themselves featured prominently and in a positive light.
Showing a different side of a neighborhood constantly in the negative headlines. This photographer capturing the soul of the Tenderloin.
I don't really know why kids are using retinol, to be honest. It doesn't make a lot of sense because, like, your skin's super, like, young and stuff.
Doing more harm than good? Are teens getting too caught up in the skincare trend? A soothing entrance on your way to the train. Local musicians bringing their talents to BART.
Watts out to Cole, corner three.
Yes! Oh, my goodness.
It's moments like these that make March Madness a big upset, and your bracket might already be busted.
All right, how are you feeling on this Friday? We did have a couple upsets. I'm Nicole Zalimis, but we're not upset here because Reed Cowan, you are in first place.
It's crazy to know that. Yeah, if you go to our website, kpix.com, you can play along with us, have a chance to win $1,000 in our bracket challenge, and I can't really say why I'm in first place.
You don't have a secret to your success that
no,
you want to share?
I don't. I'm just like your village idiot when it comes to sports.
Well, clearly not, because your picks did really well. You picked Oakland to beat Kentucky, which happened.
And, that was but one so of did big, you.
Big I, yeah, ones. I chose Oakland because, you know, I channeled my inner Oakland. I was born in Oakland Hospital. It's not the same Oakland.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, that's how these brackets work.
Right.
You're like, oh, this sounds good. Let's choose that. How are you doing, Jane?
I'm not at the bottom, but I'm not at the top. I'm kind of in the middle there. I feel like I'm still alive. We'll see for how long.
Still
though.
Hopeful.
Still hopeful. But that's the KPIX bracket. I have like three other brackets. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Are you a closet bracketer?
I am.
You're a multi-bracketer?
Yes, I'm a multi-bracketer, and I'm very proud of it. Let's get a live look outside on this Friday morning and say good morning to our friends in San Jose. Ooh, look at that gorgeous view, and it looks beautiful, but it is a first alert weather day. So, Mary, it's a little deceiving because it's going to be a really shift in the forecast later on today.
It is. Yeah, just a gorgeous start to our day with that sunrise. But as we look to our afternoon and for this evening, get ready for the return of the rain and also breezy to gusty conditions, the chance for an isolated thunderstorm. So boy, just a flip of that switch as we are tracking some major changes with our weather from spring back to winter. So here's what you can expect, your weather headlines on this first alert weather day. A dry and quiet start to our day. You saw just how beautiful it looks as we kick off our Friday. But as we look to our afternoon, as well as for this evening, the rain returns with the cold front pushing across the Bay Area, and also looking at a wet weekend ahead. Off and on showers for your Saturday and the beginning of Sunday, and much cooler as we look ahead to our weekend, especially by Saturday. We're going to be in the 50s, if you can imagine that. All right, so let's talk about what you can expect walking you through the day in San Francisco. A dry start for the morning and for the early afternoon, at least by lunchtime, and then the rain moves in later on in the afternoon and for this evening. And as we look to San Jose, it's going to take a little bit longer for you to get that rain. So upper 60s before the rain hits for you in the South Bay. Okay, I do want to show you our daytime high temperatures. So for the North Bay, you're going to see that rain first. So that's why we're talking upper 50s for you in Santa Rosa. Around the Bay, 62 in San Francisco, also for Oakland, for the Peninsula. Those daytime highs in the mid-60s for you in Redwood City. And again, for the South Bay, it's going to take a little bit longer for you to see that rain. But eventually, you will by this evening for the South Bay. I'll time it out for you on Futurecast, taking you hour by hour and when you can expect to see the rain where you live coming up. And now let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic and how are the roadways on this Friday morning. Still Friday light?
You know, it is Friday light, Mary, which is great news because hopefully people won't get stuck in some of that afternoon wet weather we're expecting. And especially if you're headed across some of our Bay Area bridges, it's getting a little bit crowded as you head westbound over towards 21, but not really slow. Just more volume out there is really what you need to look out for. Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, quiet commute into San Francisco, and really the one accident we're keeping an eye on is causing causing a minor backup. North 280 right at Alamany Boulevard. That left lane is blocked due to a crash. 101, though, if you want to use that instead, is moving along very well. So the good news is right now, which is one of our headlines, it's dry roadways for now. But again, as Mary mentioned, timing that forecast out for you later on, it's going to change. So that commute, especially this afternoon, is going to be a lot different and probably a lot busier than what we're seeing this morning. Reed?
All right, G. Well, there are tensions this morning in San Francisco over the sentencing of a man who pled guilty to attacking an elderly woman. So here's the backstory. 94-year-old An Peng Taylor, attacked by a man out on bail from a previous arrest in 2021. Taylor was just out for her daily walk when Daniel Kawich stabbed her multiple times. Taylor survived but asked from her bed, "Why would anybody do this to me?" Well, fast forward to 2024 and the news that infuriated a lot of people. Kawich just sentenced to probation. Just probation. So today, San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins and members of the Asian and senior community will protest the sentencing on the steps of the Hall of Justice, calling for stricter penalties for repeat offenders. That protest starts in just about an hour, and we'll be talking about that on our 8 a.m. broadcast on PIX Plus 44, Cable Channel 12, right here. Silicon Valley-based Apple vows to fight a blockbuster antitrust lawsuit brought by the U.S. Department of Justice. There's a lot to unpack here in this suit, but boiling it all down, the feds say Apple runs a monopoly with its iPhone ecosystem at the expense of you, the buyer. So the other side is the counterpoint. Apple says the suit threatens innovation, sets a dangerous precedent, empowering the government to influence what they create and sell. Let's look live at Capitol Hill. Another government shutdown looms, which would turn off the money Washington spends to keep the country up and running. So ahead of tonight's midnight deadline, your elected representatives have a $1.2 trillion spending package to consider. One of the biggest items in the package is a boost to military spending, which, by the way, is something that relatively new House Speaker Mike Johnson has spent the last 5 months negotiating.
Get excited. It is a big day ahead for us in college sports here in the Bay. The St. Mary's men's team and the Stanford women's team, they're both going to hit the hardwood in the NCAA tournament. And they're going to play at the same time, so maybe have two screens ready to go. Well, let's start with St. Mary's. The Moraga men will play Grand Canyon in the first round tonight in familiar territory. The five seed will take on the Antelopes in Spokane, Washington, home of St. Mary's biggest rival, Gonzaga. So the Gales aren't getting a lot of support this week.
It's great to finally be here and then have to think about the Zags for once.
Good to be back in Spokane. We left on a happy note last time, so hopefully we do the same this time.
That rivalry is real out here. It only took us a little bit of time around people to realize how serious that rivalry is.
We were practicing at an elementary school, and on the way in, all of the kids were chanting, "Beat St. Mary's," and they had on Gonzaga gear. It was cool.
We are undefeated on the road, so I hope there's more GCU fans in there.
It's okay, guys. We are sending you support from home. Well, tip-off is tonight at 7:05 in Spokane, and St. Mary's will be going into the tournament on a bit of a heater. The Gales have only dropped one game since the beginning of the year, winning 17 of their 18 games, G.
Yeah, good luck to them. And hey, another big matchup happens tonight. The Stanford women's college basketball team, they'll be home at home for the first and hopefully second round of the NCAA tournament. The two seed will host 15 seed Norfolk State. Matt Lively has more on a Stanford player who's fueled them into March.
Kiki is like, I'd liken her to an Energizer bunny.
There's no denying who gets the Stanford Cardinal going. Kiki Iriafin is impressive during games and one of the team's most interesting characters when the clock hits zero.
Kiki off the court, she's very dramatic. She's very confident. She's very outgoing.
Yes, those are very true.
Whether it's making a TikTok with a teammate or attacking the rim, Iriafin is always having fun.
I'm a little bit crazy and weird sometimes when I play, in a great way. If I could just get my teammates, my coaches to laugh, like that's literally my purpose of the day when I come to practice.
She's both the team comedian and one of its best players. Iriafin is no joke to opposing coaches who voted her the Pac-12's most improved player this season.
Mentally for me, things have been so different. I've had a lot more confidence in myself. And I think it being my junior year was very, like, much more assertive. Like, it's kind of now or never for me. So I think all that aligned and it allowed me to, you know, get where I am this season.
Iriafin was a top 10 rebounder in the country while averaging over 18 points a game.
you know, Kiki is without a doubt just one of the best and most improved players in our program's history.
With a promising basketball future ahead of her, Aria Finn doesn't shy away from her other passions either, and her ultimate dreams.
I love fashion. I've always been into that since I was little. But being able to like work a runway and like captivate a room is something that I really love to do in my free time. I definitely see myself at some type of Paris Fashion Week. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but I know it will happen.
Before the likes of Gucci and Chanel aim at employing her, she's got unfinished business to settle in Palo Alto first.
I've gotten very close my freshman year. We were at the Final Four, so I know what that feeling is like to get there. And then last year, of course, we fell short. So this year, I'm very much like, I want to win it. I want what Cameron and Hannah have and kind of have that stamp on my resume.
Well, the two seed will play Norfolk State right here in the Bay tonight at Maples Pavilion. Tip-off is at 7. This is Stanford's 36th consecutive NCAA tournament bid. They're pretty good.
Wow. Well, all the talk this morning after the first round on the men's side, Oakland University out of Rochester, Michigan is getting the headlines. The team clinched its first win in the round of 64 in school history. Look at all the high fives there. It's really a shakeup here, though, especially by beating 3-seed Kentucky. Oakland, 2 points there, which is not our Oakland, faces NC State in the second round tomorrow. It's just thrilling. So this drives us to our brackets and the likely change in yours, given Oakland's shocker. After that big upset, the NCAA, they put out some math for you to consider. They say that only about 0.04%, 0.04%
yeah,
of the men's brackets remain perfect. You heard me sort of stop it because I had to even look at it. It means that most of our brackets are busted. You busted, USA. You busted.
But you're still in first.
You
even
are.
Though you're busted, you're still leading the pack, and we're so proud of you.
Look at that.
No, you put a lot of time and effort into it.
Yeah.
You really researched it.
Well, and that's what's so funny about it because, I mean, I'm busted when it comes to sports.
Well, you're doing good. I'm impressed with both of you. You're doing pretty well, too, Nicole.
You.
But, I mean,
for all of my emotional picks.
Yes, for all your emotional picks. I'm down at the bottom.
I finally feel like there's value in my life.
But no, Gianna's letters. Down at the bottom in one of her 16 brackets that she has. So
I have a few.
One doesn't work. We just pin up the next one.
Go to the next.
Yeah, are you a bracket hoarder?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I am all about the brackets. It's what I do in my free time when I'm not here.
There's a reality show coming.
Yes.